Fear was tiring. Anger was preferable. They were both draining. Not that he was afraid all the time. Most days, he was too busy to really think about whether he was in danger. But sometimes at night, yes. Less so when he was away from home sweet home, which was ironic. For a minute or two, Special Agent Jason West of the FBI's art crime team lay motionless, eyes probing the gloom of his Boswin, Montana hotel room, absently listening to classifying the nearby ice machine dumping its load, the gunning of a flooded engine in the parking lot, the clicking over of one luminous number in the clock on the nightstand. 3:43. Make that 3:44. He could always phone Sam. Even if by some chance Behavioral Analysis Unit Chief Sam Kennedy was asleep, he'd take Jason's call. Most likely he was awake. Though Sam was halfway across the country, the thought of him comforted Jason. He could picture Sam, the glow from his computer monitor highlighting his craggy, not quite handsome face, broad shoulders and hard, taut muscles beneath one of those severely tailored white shirts. At this time of night, it would be unbuttoned, his shirt sleeves rolled up. He'd be wearing the gold wire glasses Jason found peculiarly sexy, and that distant, meditative look as he read over the day's bad news. Tomorrow, Sam would be in Montana. Tomorrow, they'd be together for the first time in 3 weeks. They'd met for a spontaneous, on Jason's part, and very brief Memorial Day get-together. Before that, it had been 8 weeks since they'd been in the same room together. Long-distance relationships were never easy, and this one had more challenges than most. Still, it was better than the alternative. They had come painfully close to the alternative too many times to take it lightly. If Sam was asleep, he needed the rest, and Jason resisted the longing to hear his voice for a few minutes. He had already called him once this week. He didn't want Sam thinking the strain was getting to him. But yeah, of course the strain was getting to him. Not during the day, not while he was working. But Dr. Jeremy Kaiser had the key to Jason's dreams, and more evenings than not, he opened the door to Jason's subconscious and strolled right in. Mostly, it was just a lurking sense of unease, worry. Jason spent a lot of dream time looking for Kaiser's lost case file or missing person report. It didn't take a shrink to interpret any of that. Other nights, like this one, Jason relived some version of his narrow escape from attempted abduction and woke drenched in perspiration and gulping for air like a landed fish. The details of the assault remained sketchy in his memory, so he was never sure which, if any, of his nightmares offered a true version of events. He just knew he woke scared and angry, and no end to it in sight. He reached for the remote control on the bedstand and turned on the television. Late-night TV was his new best friend. There was some crazy old black-and-white movie on, something to do with a stage magician having marital problems, and Jason folded his arms more comfortably behind his head and settled in, prepared to occupy himself for a few sleepless hours. The movie, Eternally Yours, reminded Jason of the last time he and Sam had worked together. Well, they had not really been working together. Jason had been recuperating from injuries sustained fighting off Kaiser, and Sam had been determined to oversee the process. Anyway, his memories of the stay with Sam's mother were good. The movie was pleasantly goofy, and he was content with the way the case had turned out in Wyoming. By the time the Cheyenne Resident Agency had managed to get their search warrants, the magician community of Laramie County had pulled off their own top hat white rabbit, and maybe that was the way it was supposed to go. Sam did not agree with Jason's thinking on that score, and it was a given he would not approve of what Jason was hoping to accomplish in Montana, which was why Jason was planning to get this case wrapped up without ever having to His cell phone vibrated into life, and Jason vibrated with it. He was immediately aggravated with his jump. He swore, grabbed the phone, growled, "West." "Agent West," Sam said smoothly. His voice was deep, softened around the edges by a hint of Western drawl. "Did I wake you?"